I understood. 2 years later, 1896 to 97, there was a famine all over India. People at Munshipeta were also affected by this famine. Out of 86 villages, 55 were badly affected by this famine. Those who had big farms and storehouses were doing well, but such people were very few in the villages. People started dying of starvation. As we were going around the villages for preaching the gospel, I saw the true condition of the people. I even saw people eating pieces of palm wood by drying it and grinding it to be mixed with flour of some kind. They were going through a very difficult situation. Tears rolled down my cheeks as I saw their condition. I called one person and requested him to carry my letter to Pune. I gave him 0 rupees and told him that if he could carry this letter and hand it over to the madam who stayed in a bungalow near Red Temple, hundreds of people will have bread to eat and many lives will be saved. In those days, the value of 2 rupees was much more than today. He was pleased to go. He was wearing rags. I wrote a letter to Miss Bernard on a small piece of paper. In that letter, I mentioned the true condition of the people at Mulshi and told her that, till that day, the government had not done anything for these people. I wrote, "I cannot see people in such a condition. If you do not do anything, I will not stay here. I will come back to Pune." The man I sent sought out the bungalow very quickly and handed the letter over to Miss Bernard. Madam took that person in her own tonga, straight to the collector, and gave that letter to him saying, "My friend, Raghvendra is serving the Lord as an evangelist in the region of Pod. He has sent me this letter. This person will explain the condition of the people there." Miss Bernard and her sisters, being from a well-reputed English family, had a good influence on the government authority. The collector immediately called his treasury officer and asked him to sanction Rs. 2,500 for Miss Bernard to send relief for the famine-affected people at Pod. He also told Miss Bernard that she should call Nevaskar and appoint him as an in-charge to distribute food grains and necessary relief to the people at Pod. "If needed, I will try to arrange some more money," he promised. Miss Bernard was surprised to see that collector sir had appointed me over this task. She asked, "Why don't you appoint your own officer over this task? You do not know Nevaskar." Then the collector said, "I met him 2 years ago and I fully trust him and am sure that he can do this work in a wonderful way." Miss Bernard was amazed. She sent a letter through the same person I had sent to her and informed me about everything and called me to Pune. I came to Pune and met her. Later I also met the collector sir and was overjoyed to see him. It was the same collector whom I had asked the question regarding salvation, Mr. Sale, ICS. Later he became a commissioner and had higher ranks. God wanted to use me in this wonderful way to save many lives. He therefore inspired me to go and ask such a question to such a big officer as collector. Now I fully understood.